Open Water 20. Section 2, Environment, Part 2. Version 2.04, February 1, 2017. Always check this version you are listening to is the same as the version available on DiverAid.com. Bottom Composition. You will like to dive close to the bottom, because this is where you will find all the interesting things to look at. Coral reef, vegetation, rock, sand, seaweed, mud and silt makes up bottom composition, housing an ecosystem of aquatic life. You need to be aware of the different types of bottom composition and dive accordingly. If you don't pay attention, you could possibly end up getting scratched, silting up the water, or getting entangled in seaweed or submerged plant life. Do not touch or knock anything as this can potentially damage sensitive aquatic organisms. Establish neutral buoyancy and streamline yourself and your equipment. Raid note, buoyancy is your most important skill. Practice on every dive and take the Raid Explorer 30 or Raid Advanced 35 program for greater buoyancy skills. Fresh and salt or ocean diving. Diving in fresh and salt water can be quite different in regards to general conditions, aquatic and plant life. Examples of fresh water are lakes, quarries, springs, dams, rivers and ponds. There may be interesting activities like wreck diving, cavern diving, strong current diving, and mountain altitude diving. For some of these activities you will need additional training. See your Raid Dive Center or instructor for details on the type of diving that interests you. Don't forget, when you dive in fresh water you will be heavier, as fresh water weighs less than salt water, so take some weight off. Recreational diving in salt water usually takes place in tropical and temperate zones, and can include surf, tides, currents, waves, boat launches, coral reefs, wall dives and some remote locations. Arctic and Antarctic conditions need special training but can be quite spectacular. Please note that you will also need additional training for overhead environments, for example, going inside a wreck, cavern or cave. This is not open water, and if you cannot make a direct ascent to the surface, do not dive there until you are adequately qualified. Raid note, diving in a cavern or cave is a specialized activity for experienced divers only. You should obtain extra training in wreck or cavern diving. Waves. Wind causes waves on the ocean or freshwater lakes. The wind transfers its energy to the water through friction between the air molecules and the water molecules. A strong wind for several hours can make large waves, which are hazardous to diving. A wind from another direction flattens the waves, reducing their energy, or the waves encounter shallow water and breaks as surf. The waves break in shallow water because the wave bottom is slower on the seabed, causing the top of the wave to become unstable and break. You will need to learn special techniques for surf entries. You will also learn to enter and exit the surf zone while watching the wave pattern as waves can approach from different directions, colliding into each other to make a large wave, or canceling each other out and making a series of small waves. Diving in large surf makes for low visibility in hazardous conditions. Tidal waves or tsunamis are usually caused by underwater volcanic eruptions, earthquakes, or landslides. Tides. Tides are caused by the gravitational interaction of the Earth and the Moon, causing periodic rises and falls of large volumes of water. Two tides occur each day. Spring tides are strong tides occurring when the Earth, Sun, and Moon are in a line, during full or new moon. Neap tides are weak tides occurring during quarter moons when the sun and moon are perpendicular to one another, with respect to the earth. Generally the best time to dive is at high tide. Surge. Surges are backward and forward water movement as it travels over a shallower area. There are circumstances where surge can be felt as deep as 60 to 70 meters or 197 to 230 feet. It is best to avoid diving near shallow, rocky reef areas as the surge may carry you to the surface or knock you into the reef. Interacting with aquatic life. You will be interacting with new and intriguing underwater organisms. Some will swim up to you curiously, while others will flee. You may be swimming through kelp forests, through overhangs and passages, or over coral beds, but wherever you are, you carry a responsibility to the ocean realm. Interacting with the marine animals and sea life can be fun. However, here are a couple of points to remember. Passive interaction. Divers approaching fish can scare them away. Photography flashes can disturb them, especially if they are resting in caves and overhangs. Move quietly and gently to cause less disturbance. Active interaction. Making physical contact with the reef can cause it to break its protective mucus-like barrier, then foreign material and bacteria can form, which will eventually kill the coral. Making contact with fish by frequently feeding them different foods that are not usually in their diet can alter their behavior, and even stop them feeding on their normal prey. If you are doing surveys or research and need to actively interact with the marine life, it needs to be done in a responsible and protective way, so as to only cause minimal disruption to the environment and organisms. Chasing, grabbing, touching, turning over marine animals, and generally disturbing them in their natural environment can be very harmful and is generally frowned upon. Remember, we are visitors to their ocean realm. Nearly all injuries involving aquatic life result from human carelessness. It only takes a little understanding and care to help avoid potential problems. Coral reefs. The world's largest living organism is made up of millions of small creatures that reproduce and die off, leaving a hard limestone skeleton. This is a colony that continually builds upon itself, creating massive reef structures over many generations. Coral reefs support over 25% of all known marine species. As one of the most complex ecosystems on the planet, coral reefs are home to over 4,000 different species of fish, 700 species of coral, and thousands of other marine animals. Although coral is often mistaken for a rock or a plant, it is actually composed of tiny, fragile animals called coral polyps. When we say coral, we are actually referring to these animals and the skeletons they leave behind after they have died. The geological record indicates that the ancestors of modern coral reef ecosystems were formed at least 240 million years ago. The largest coral reef on Earth is Australia's Great Barrier Reef, stretching many thousands of kilometers down the east coast of the continent. This is one of the most diverse ecosystems on our planet and is an underwater paradise for avid divers. What do corals need to survive? 1. Sunlight. Corals need to grow in shallow water where sunlight can reach them. Since corals depend on the zooxanthellae, algae, that grow inside of them, and this algae needs sunlight to survive, corals too need sunlight to survive. Therefore, corals rarely develop deeper than 50 meters or 165 feet. 2. Clear water. Corals need clear water to survive and don't thrive well when the water is opaque. Sediment and plankton can cloud the water, which decreases the amount of sunlight that reaches the zooxanthellae. 3. Temperature. Reef-building corals require warm water conditions to survive. Different corals living in different regions can withstand different temperature fluctuations. However, corals generally live in water temperatures ranging from 20 to 32 degrees Celsius or 68 to 90 degrees Fahrenheit. 4. Clean water. Corals are sensitive to pollution and sediments. Sediments can settle on coral, blocking out sunlight and smothering coral polyps. Pollution from sewage and fertilizers increases nutrient levels in the water, harming corals. When there are too many nutrients in the water, the ecological balance of the coral community is altered. 5. Salt water. Corals need salt water to survive and require a certain balance in the ratio of salt to water. This is why corals don't live in areas where rivers drain fresh water into them. Coral luminescence. Some corals are now known to have luminescence, which can be seen using specialized lights and filters at night. This makes for an amazing and unusual experience, showing a whole new side to coral reefs. You will need to take a raid night and limited visibility program to see this, but it is well worth it, and will make your coral reef trip one to remember. Tropical seas are wonderful, yet cold water diverse from the New England coast to British Columbia, Canada, claim that they have some of the most exciting diving in the world. Warm or cold water, fresh or salt water, domestic or foreign, every location features its own attractions. License agreement. This document is the property of Rebreather Association of International Divers AB, Sweden. All rights reserved.